Hello, world. I'm Roger Corville, and this is For the Hope's Daily Audio Bible, where we read through the scriptures conversationally, talk about the truth claims of Christianity, and learn to fall more in love with Jesus and the people in his world. You ready? Let's roll.
Welcome.
Yesterday, we did a short reflection on a friend of mine coming to Jesus. And I told you the story about him experiencing a feeling that started in the feet and moved up to the top of his head, and how I had talked with him about this being the power of the Holy Spirit filling him, and pointing out that the word power in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is from the Greek word where we get the word dynamite. But even as I write this, it makes me think of Pigpen, you know, the kid in the Charlie Brown comics. Hey, hopeful. Welcome to For the Hope's Reflection, where we pause our Monday through Saturday reading through the Bible in a year time together to do a short reflection on Sundays or special days like today. Happy Independence Day from the United States. So we've got Acts 1:8 again today and Pigpen, and we'll come back to that. But as a way of reminder, here is Acts 1:8. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So did you catch that? You will receive power, dynamite, and you will be my witnesses, my pig pens. Now, Pigpen, for those of you who don't recall, was the little kid in the Charlie Brown comics who was always dirty and always had this cloud of dust around him. And I was just thinking about how us, you and me, as temples of the Holy Spirit, do something similar. Like, we all have the possibility to affect those around us just by being in their presence, like Pigpen's dust or like dynamite having a blast radius. Now, that word witness is actually kind of interesting. The Baker Encyclopedia of the Bible points out that a witness is one who tells what he has seen or personally experienced in a court of law. Now, you probably already thought of that in that way, but interestingly, the New Bible Dictionary points this out. I'm going to read this verbatim. Though to witness, quote-unquote, to witness is used with a wide range of connotations, it never occurs in the frequent modern English usage as a synonym of the words to see. So, you and me, friends, we're not just being seers for Jesus when we are witnesses. We are tellers. And tellers of what? Well, of the good news about what Jesus did and the power that we've received. Jesus, of course, had the ultimate power, and yet little children flocked to him. The hurting and the needy flocked to him. His compassion and gentleness for true seekers was the opposite of what we think about when we think about how the world thinks of and uses power. Remember, in him, there was no guile or deceit. Yet for us, the truth of testimony is so important that the Bible actually expressly forbids false witness in the Ten Commandments. That's a pretty important thing. Commandment number 9. Now, notice one other difference between God's power and what is sometimes mistaken for God's power. An encounter with the Holy Spirit is not just an experiential feeling or a warm sense of woo-woo. It is an encounter with his actual power, his reality. And then his message, in a sense, is this. You will be my witnesses from this place outward to the whole earth. You will take my power with you. The idea of a blast radius may be an imperfect analogy, but you'll be my pig pen. It'll just be noticeable to those around you, and when appropriate, the most loving thing you can do is be like one who testifies under oath before a court of what you've seen and heard and experienced. You, my friends, will be dynamite bearers whose blast radius isn't one of destruction, but one of love and compassion. And the same words I've spoken to you, both as an invitation and a command, that I want you to pass along. Follow me. Now go and do likewise. I love you, my friends. Amen. Amen.